We've all been there. It's this universal moment of digital dread. You're working, you're trying to get something done, maybe under a
Or
deadline.
running a business transaction.
Exactly. And suddenly the screen just freezes, the colors melt away, and then you get the blue screen of death. That instant flash of anxiety, the feeling that whatever you were doing is just gone, that your system is fundamentally broken. It's like the panic button of the computing world.
And that that instant anxiety, is precisely what cybercriminals are now weaponizing. Today, we're doing a deep dive into an analysis of how attackers are turning that system panic into system compromise.
Okay.
We're dissecting the click-fix malware threat analysis, and we're focusing on a really sophisticated campaign they're calling Fault-Hashtag BLYX. The mission here is to understand how this isn't just phishing. It's a multi-layered social engineering masterpiece.
A masterpiece that uses the psychological terror of the BSOD to get victims to install the malware themselves.
That's it.
And what makes this so important is the specific target. This isn't just a broad net cast across the internet.
No, it's hyper specific.
We're looking squarely at hospitality and hotel businesses all across Europe. The sources show this attack exploits the operational urgency and just the day-to-day familiarity of running a guest-facing business.
It really is an evolution in social engineering. I mean, the attackers have moved way beyond obvious typos and clumsy emails. They've built an entire fraudulent ecosystem.
The ecosystem.
Yeah, designed to mimic legitimate business communications, trusted websites, all of it. They're leveraging stress and urgency against busy and often, non-technical employees. They aren't trying to trick a firewall. They're trying to trick a person who is under extreme pressure.
Okay, let's unpack this right at the start. Why hotels?
Yeah.
Why are they the prime target for this level of sophistication? Why not go after, say, massive corporate banks?
That's a great question, and it really comes down to a perfect storm of vulnerabilities that are just inherent in how the industry operates.
Okay.
First, hotels run 24/7. They have constantly rotating staff shifts. This rotation, well, it inherently creates security gaps in training and awareness.
Right, especially with night staff or weekend staff who might have less direct speech usually.
Exactly. So you've got this fragmented security vigilance spread across multiple shifts and multiple people.
Makes sense.
Second, the employees are almost always under immense time pressure. They're handling an urgent guest complaint or a big transaction or processing some last-minute change. Attackers exploit this need for quick customer service,
You're basically trading security vigilance for speed and the appearance of efficiency.
which is a business necessity in that
Of
industry.
course.
And third, the frequent, I mean, constant daily use of reservation platforms like Booking.com makes impersonation incredibly
Oh,
credible.
yeah. If an employee sees that logo 50 times a day, they're far less likely to scrutinize the 51st email.
And crucially, many of these smaller or independent places across Europe, they just lack dedicated IT security staff. They're relying on general employees who are already juggling 10 different things. They are the weakest link.
That sets the stage perfectly. So let's trace the infection chain. It starts, like most of these do, with a very carefully crafted phishing email.
Yes, the email looks like it's from Booking.com, but it claims a specific guest cancellation requires a substantial refund.
And we're talking big numbers here.
We're talking high four or five figure amounts. And that high dollar amount is the whole mechanism to fuel that immediate urgency. The staff member sees that potential financial hit and is just pushed to act without stopping.
And when they click the link, they aren't taken to some janky, obviously fake website that looks like it was designed in 1998.
Not at all. That click redirects them to a highly convincing replica of the Booking.com admin platform. The sources point out this clone uses the correct brand colors, official logos, matching
A
fonts,
whole nine
the
yards.
whole thing. It's a near-perfect visual clone. It's almost impossible for a busy employee who's thinking about a huge refund to spot as fraudulent. That's the first layer of deception.
So here's where the Fault-Check BLYX campaign gets really interesting, because it pivots from greed or, financial urgency to straight up fear. The victim thinks they're processing a refund, but then they get an error.
Right, so instead of the refund screen, they're shown a seemingly benign message on the fake site. It just says that the page loading is taking too long.
Oh.
And right there is a large, obvious button promising to refresh the page and fix the error.
So clicking refresh is the moment of commitment, the final step before the system panic begins.
It is the critical transition. Clicking refresh triggers the browser to switch immediately into full screen mode, and instead of reloading the page, it displays the fabricated blue screen of death.
They aren't waiting for a technical failure, they are manufacturing a crisis.
It's elaborate psychological theater.
But how does a screen crash, fake or real, lead to running malicious code?
Well, the screen mimics a legitimate Windows system failure to perfection. It has all the technical jargon, misleading error codes, even a little mock progress bar.
All designed to maximize that panic we talked about.
Absolutely. But here's the critical weaponized lie. The fake BSOD includes explicit, immediate instructions telling the user to open the Windows Run dialog box and paste a command by pressing CTRL plus V.
So the malicious code of PowerShell script has already been loaded onto their clipboard when the fake BSOD pops up. It's just sitting there, ready to go.
Precisely. The attackers are relying entirely on the stress and that universal terror of the BSOD to bypass all critical thinking. They're counting on the victim to just follow the instructions on the scary blue screen.
And the crucial red flag for you, the learner, is that legitimate BSOD errors never do this.
Never. They never provide recovery commands. They never ask you to run scripts or paste anything. They just display information and prompt a system restart. This is the moment the employee is supposed to pause and call IT, but the attack is designed to prevent that pause.
The psychological setup is brilliant, but let's get into the technical mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens the instant the victim runs that command?
Okay, so we move some social engineering into a really sophisticated technical process, all designed for maximum stealth. First, the PowerShell script executes.
Right.
But the victim doesn't see a black box of code scrolling. Instead, a decoybooking.com admin page pops up to maintain the illusion that they are successfully fixing the problem.
Wow. So the deception continues even while the compromise is happening in the background.
Oh,
man. That's a true double whammy, calming the user while breaking the machine.
It's masterful stealth. While the user is distracted by that decoy page, the script quietly gets to work. It downloads a malicious .NET project file in the background.
Okay.
Now, here's the truly advanced part, and this is the main evasion tactic.
Yeah.
This file is compiled and executed using msbuild.exe.
Wait, msbuild.exe?
Mm.
That's a legitimate Windows utility, right? It's a Microsoft tool for building software. Why use that?
That's the genius of it. Traditional signature-based antivirus software, it relies on blocking unknown or obviously malicious executables.
Right.
But msbuild.exe is a signed, legitimate Windows component. Security systems are trained to trust it. By using msbuild to compile and run their payload, they're effectively hiding the malicious activity inside a legitimate process.
Like a thief walking through a checkpoint carrying a legal tool and then using that tool to pick a lock once they're inside.
Perfect analogy. Traditional defense systems see MSBuild running, they say, okay, that's fine, and they move on, completely missing the fact that it just built and launched a highly dangerous program.
Hiding in plain sight.
Exactly. So once that newly compiled payload executes, it starts weakening the system defenses. It adds exclusions to Windows Defender so it isn't scanned. It requests elevated admin privileges through those UAC prompts.
And then it sets up persistence.
Yep. By placing files in the Windows startup folder, it makes sure that even if the computer is restarted, the compromise survives.
And all of that elaborate infrastructure, the fake BSOD, the decoy page, the MSBuild trick, it's all just to deliver the final payload, which the sources identify as DCRET.
DCYOT, or Dark Crystal ORT, or Remote Access Trojan. This is the ultimate goal. And DCR operates with extreme stealth. It runs entirely in memory and injects itself into legitimate Windows processes.
Which is why signature-based antivirus often misses it. It doesn't leave a big footprint on the hard drive to scan.
Correct.
So DCR sounds like total control. What are its specific capabilities? What are the real-world implications for a hotel?
Its capabilities are extensive, invasive. It gives attackers full remote desktop access so they can navigate the machine like they're sitting right there.
Oh.
It has keystroke logging so it can capture all credentials, passwords, sensitive communication. It also provides reverse shell functionality.
For listeners who might not be familiar, what exactly does a reverse shell mean in practical terms?
Think of it like opening a secure, invisible two-way tunnel between the hotel computer and the attacker's command center. The attacker can then deploy pretty much any other tool, scout the internal network, or just poke around the machine completely undetected. It's the ultimate backdoor.
So if they get admin access on one front desk machine using DSET, this is where it jumps from a single PC problem to a massive organizational threat, right? We're talking lateral movement.
Yes, that is the most damaging consequence. Admin access on one machine lets the attackers move laterally across the entire network. If they can jump from the front desk terminal to the property management system, the PMS,
where all the guest data, financial records, credit card details are stored,
the game changes entirely. This leads directly to massive regulatory fines, especially with GDPR in Europe, and it creates irreparable reputational damage. The stakes just couldn't be higher.
So for organizations, and for you, the learner, listening in, what is the best defense against this kind of layered, sophisticated attack?
The sources are absolutely clear on this. Defense has to be multifaceted, but the most critical layer is the human element.
Employee training.
Absolutely paramount. Technology is necessary, but the person is the ultimate target here. Staff must be trained specifically on these hospitality-targeted scams. They have to understand the core principle. Legitimate error screens never ask you to run commands.
You need to train them to pause during a crisis.
Yes.
But let's talk technical defenses, because people make mistakes, especially when a high-dollar refund is on the line. What technical controls can catch this?
On the technical side, you need layered controls that start before the click. First, aggressive email filtering solutions that use machine learning to detect impersonation.
To quarantine those fake Booking.com messages.
Right. Second, strong technical controls on the endpoints are mandatory. Restricting administrative privileges, which limits the damage DCR can do, and using application whitelisting.
Application whitelisting sounds like a strong defense against that MS Build trick.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the program MS Build is trying to compile isn't on the approved list,
it can't run. Precisely. And of course, we can't forget basic cyber hygiene. Frequent software updates, applying patches promptly. But to fight back against the MS Build evasion, that living off the land tactic organizations really need advanced tools.
We're talking about endpoint detection and response, or EDR. How do those tools catch something that traditional antivirus, blinded by the trusted MS Build file, just misses?
This is the key difference. Traditional antivirus uses signature-based analysis. It looks for known malicious files. EDR solutions, though, they use behavioral analysis. It's not just seeing which file is running. It's seeing what that file is doing and in what context.
Give us an example of that in action against this attack.
Okay.
Yeah.
An EDR solution sees this chain of events. A web browser launches a PowerShell script, which then downloads a file. Immediately after, msbuild.exe runs, compiles that file, and then the new executable tries to inject itself into a system process while asking for elevated UAC permissions.
So it's the sequence?
The sequence. That chain-trusted tools used in an unauthorized, rapid, and destructive way is the behavioral anomaly that triggers the alert, even though all the individual parts are technically legitimate Windows programs.
That really shifts the defense mindset from static file blocking to dynamic process monitoring. So let's give our listeners some actionable advice. What should they do the second they get a suspicious, high-value cancellation email?
It's simple and immediate. Do not click any links in that email. Instead, log into your reservation system directly by manually typing the URL into your browser.
Or using a saved bookmark.
Right. Verify the cancellation status there. And crucially, forward the suspicious email to your IT department or manager immediately. Verification, not execution.
And if someone has already fallen for it, they've panicked, they've executed the command, what then?
Immediate decisive action. Disconnect the infected computer from the network. Pull the Ethernet cable, disable the Wi-Fi. This is essential to stop DCR from communicating and spreading.
To stop the lateral movement.
Exactly. And then, and this is crucial, consult a certified cybersecurity expert. Don't try to remove it yourself. A professional needs to preserve the forensic evidence for investigation and recovery.
What a compelling and frankly terrifying look into modern cybercrime. The key lesson here seems to be that the most dangerous attacks target our human anxiety and pressure, not just technical flaws. This FallTagB LYX attack really highlights the need to just slow down and verify, especially when a scary screen is telling you to take an immediate, very unusual action.
Indeed. And this attack raises an important question for you, the listener, to mull over. If a sophisticated Trojan like DCR can run completely in memory, compile itself using trusted Windows tools like msbuild.exe, and evade traditional defenses, what fundamentally defines malicious software anymore? And what does that mean for the future of network defense if the most effective weapon is simply abusing the tools we already trust? The perimeter is dissolving, and security now starts with recognizing panic.